The Alaska Democratic Party may finally have at least one candidate in the race for governor. Hollis French, a state senator from Anchorage, announced today he's considering jumping in. French filed a letter of intent with the Division of Elections yesterday. He says while he's leaning strongly toward a run, he wants to wait to see how much money he can raise and if a campaign would be viable. He's also using time to develop his platform.
Obviously, oil tax reform is number one. It's the single most important issue confronting the economic future of the state, and I think the governor led us in the wrong direction.
If French does decide to run, that would make it at least a three-way race for governor. Incumbent Sean Parnell has already registered as a candidate, and so has Bill Walker, a Republican turned independent. To make things more complicated, there's an effort to draft Bill Willikowski, a Democratic state senator, to join the independent ticket in the lieutenant governor slot. French says he hasn't spoken to Willikowski about his intentions and that he hopes a three-way race could actually split in his favor.
Having Bill Walker jump in as a third party, you know, I think made it far more likely that a Democrat can get elected. The last time a Democrat was elected who wasn't not an incumbent was 1994. That was Tony Knowles, essentially in a three-way race.
French has served in the state legislature since 2003 and says he will defend his Senate seat if he decides against running for governor. If he does launch a campaign, it will be his second gubernatorial race. In 2010, he lost to Ethan Berkowitz in the Democratic primary.